What could I become? I'm just a little seed. I could be a sunflower, I could be a tree, and lots of juicy apples could all begin with me, 'cause I've got potential, I've got potential. I'm a little seed, I'm a little seed.
Oh my God.
Did you sleep at all last night, Gary?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's quite impressive to think about these seeds, because reality, you're probably not going to sell all 2,600 pounds. And they've been in a dark storage. They're out on display. You're going to be able to put them back in dark storage for anything that you don't plant. I mean, the survivability of seeds is a miracle.
See, so seeds don't die. We kill them.
Usually.
Yeah. Usually we kill them. So some of the seeds that we have out today are from my original collection in 2012. That was 6 years ago. They've been stored correctly. And what we did with them 3 months ago was a germ test. And basically what the government says every 18 months.
It depends on each state, but 15 months is an average. You're required by law to do an official germination test just to see.
If you're a seed company. So we did that on all our seeds, and all our seeds from 2012, they germ tested out just fine. Yeah. So it's not that seeds die. We kill them. You can, you know, if you leave them in your hot car in the summertime, if it's too humid out, you know, we kill seeds. So don't, you know, treat your seeds like your kid or your pet dog.
Well, you know, and one of the other things that we've learned about them is that seeds are probably the best insulation and protective barrier for seeds.
Yeah.
So, you know, so maybe some of them will die, even if they get hot, a bag of seeds, on the outside. On the inside, it stays cool and just perfect for the inside ones. So if you ever find a jar of old seeds you think are all dead, reach into the center and pull those guys out. Maybe all the sacrifice was so a few of those guys in the center could make it for you. That's just a trick.
Yeah. So I want to throw this out too. It's been about 5 years ago now. Bill and Belle and I got together and we created an online seed school. And this online seed school is you can find out at seedschoolonline.com. Is a 7 week learning of teaching of Bill's 40 years of seed experience?
Yeah, just a lot of feedback over the years, a lot of courses, a lot of lectures, and we just listen to what people and observe what works, you know? And so the whole goal is to get you up and running. This doesn't have to be a big, dark, scary forest seed saving, right? You can start with really simple things. There's peas, beans, tomatoes, peppers, and lettuce are the easiest vegetables to save seeds from because they're largely self-pollinating. It means you don't have to worry about somebody else's pollen coming in and changing your variety. When you save the seeds from them, that is what you get. And so it makes it really simple. And you get your seeds that year with tomatoes and peppers. You can eat the pepper and the tomato and still get the seeds out.
Yep.
You know, and lettuce, you know, now, you know, all of us have had that experience with our lettuce where it bolts and goes to seed, right? Oh, no, my lettuce bolted, right? It gets bitter. I can't eat it. Now you walk out and go, all right, there come my lettuce seeds. You just let it flower, yellow flowers, and when they turn into little parachutes, shake them into a bag or just shake them back onto your own.
That's what I do.
You know, and so you're an expert seed saver at that point. And so we start with the easy things in this Seed School Online. Get you familiar with that. As Greg said, pick one thing you're passionate about. Do it really well. And then you can move on to the more complicated things.
If you want. That's what, you know, I have wild lettuce. Okay, it's not wild, but I planted it 10 years ago. I have lettuce, nasturtiums, parsley.
Cowpeas
that all just replant themselves over and over year after year that I don't do anything with. I just, you know, I prep the soil and I feed the soil and these plants just come back year after year after year.
Well, and
it's free food.
And Greg's famous Phoenix adapted basil now that just, you know, was hiding behind his chicken coop and growing up. It got a little bit of water, obviously, but it went to seed on its own, seeded itself, grew up, seeded itself, grew up. Well, what's happening in that process is a lot of seeds are being produced, but only those that would make it in that desert climate are the ones that grew up and reproduced again. So it's self-selecting and adapting to the desert climate on its own in his backyard. We celebrate Greg for his expert seed saving because he forgot all about
his basil. That's right, exactly. It's not because I did anything on purpose, except I just planted it.
But that's the magic, and that's what you miss every time you go down and buy seeds. You know, you don't have something that's adapted to you. You don't have the story anymore.
Yeah.
And if you like a particular tomato or pepper, you don't have that particular flavor. You're starting over every year. What we're trying to get folks to do is to get back into this cycle that produced all this food from wild plants that's around our particular space and needs and brings resilience and sustainability back into our valley and our lives. It just is a really wonderful thing all around.
Yeah, and the reason for the Great American Seed Up is to get people there to stock up on seeds so they have the seeds they need to plant their gardens, and then to learn how to save your own seeds. That is really, that's more important than the event.
TheGreatAmericanSeedUp.org is the website. You can find more information and details. It's today at North Phoenix Baptist Church, 10 to noon.
10 to 2, I'm sorry.
7:50 to get in, and then it's just an open form. You walk around, you find a vegetable you want, you scoop it in a bag, and
You're good to go. Hey, if you're coming down, make sure you find Greg or Bill at the event and tell us you heard it this morning.
Farmer Greg, thank you, as always. And thanks for bringing Mr. Bill McDormand.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
We love Rosie. Thank you.